July 11, 1938. How, with true love, anything one wants the other does too. Every act of divine will is a way being opened between heaven and earth. The breath of God in the creature. I am always in the arms of the divine volition, and as I was writing I felt the weight of the great sacrifice of writing, and I offered it to my dear Jesus, to obtain that the divine will may be known, wanted and loved by all. Oh! How much I would give my life to let it be known by all. Since I was suffering, with difficulty I continued to write, and my sweet Jesus, to give me strength, told me, "My blessed daughter, courage, I am with you. I am so pleased when you write that, for each word you write, I give you a kiss, a hug in one of my divine lips, as a gift. Do you know why? Because I see, copied in these writings, our life of eternal love, the copy of our operating divine will. Also, our love, repressed for 6,000 years, bursts out, and finds relief for our flames, in making known how much it loves the creature, to the extent that it wants to give her its own will as life. This, so that on both sides we can say, what is mine is yours. Only then true love is satisfied, when it can say, we love each other with equal love. What I want, she wants. If there were any disparity of love, it would make both of us unhappy, and if one wanted something and the other something else, the union, the love would cease. Since my love is true love, knowing that the creature has a limited love and will, we can say that we love each other with one love, that we have only one will. If one doesn't become the will of the other, true love doesn't exist and cannot arise. Therefore, you should be happy to be used for the outpouring of my love for many centuries repressed and for the refreshment of my flames that are such as to make me delirious. So, let's love each other with one love and let's say together, what you want I want. Say, Jesus, dissolve my will into yours, and give me yours to live. Then, after we promised each other to live of one will, my beloved Jesus added with more tenderness, my good daughter, you must know that the power of each act done in my will is such that it opens a way to heaven for oneself, and others who follow. Therefore every act is a way that leads to heaven. All these ways, coming down from heaven, braid the earth. They spread everywhere and become safe paths and safe guides for anyone who wants to enter, guiding her up to the womb of her Creator. See then, what an act in my will can do. It is one more way that opens between heaven and earth. How beautiful it is living in my will. The act is not only a way but, as the soul is about to do it, the divine breath descends into it and, blowing, fills all creation with its omnipotent breath. Everybody feels the refreshment, the love and the power of the creative breath, that has the power to enclose everyone and everything, embalming with its divine and celestial air my operating will, within ourselves as much as in the creature. It makes wonders to the extent that it can say, I am a divine act, I can do anything. There is no greater honor that we can give to the creatures, and no glory we can receive from the creatures that makes us more glorified, happy and triumphant, than letting our will operate in their act. We feel locked in her act, while still being free to operate in the human circle as only God can. Doing this is an exuberant love for us. We love our act in which we see the action of our power and unreachable beauty, our sanctity, love and goodness, covering all, kissing and embracing everybody in our divine qualities. How not to love such a great act? We love she who called us and gave us her act, allowing us to do an act so great. How not to love her? She, who served as our bearer, to operate so many of our wonders. What wouldn't we give to her, and who could ever refuse her anything? It is sufficient to tell you that one who lives in our will leaves everyone behind. She is first in sanctity, beauty and love. We can feel our echo, our breath in hers. She doesn't pray for, but takes what she wants from our divine treasures. Therefore, cherish always in your heart to live in our divine will. After this he added, my daughter, Our will circulates in all created things as blood in the veins. The primary act, the motion, the heat is always its own. But if my will finds a creature who recognizes it and lives in it while it keeps circulating in everything, it concentrates in this creature, forming its own support to operate its marvels. And while, with power and immensity, it never leaves anyone, it opens its communications with this creature for the benefit of those who will have ears to listen to them, intelligence to understand them, heart to receive them and love them. In this creature, it will deposit its graces and its keenness of love, while the human will living in it will serve as the room in which to continue its operating act, forming its center, its divine chamber for its continuous expression of love. As the creature does her acts in my will, she is reborn in God and God in her, and these births will make new horizons arise, more beautiful heavens, brighter suns, new divine knowledge. For every additional act she does in our will, we feel more moved to make ourselves known, we feel more confident in placing our trust in her, since our will is in her. She will know how to keep with jealousy what we tell her and what we give her. Therefore, in every new birth she will rise to new love, new sanctity, new beauty. Then, looking at her in a delirium of love, we say to her, "Our will makes you more and more beautiful, more and more saint, and the more you live in it the more you grow and rise again in our divine being. For every new act you do, our will imposes itself to make us give you what is ours, and to tell you new secrets, grant you new discoveries of our love. If we did not always give to this creature, we would feel motion lacking to our divine life. This cannot be. Neither can she live without receiving. Otherwise she would feel lacking the food of love, the tenderness of her Heavenly Father. Therefore, be attentive, and recognize that you are being carried by the arms of the Divine Paternity.